And thereafter, one day, Ravana happened to meet the great sage Narada while traveling through the sky. Ravana greeted him most politely, and in turn, Narada praised the exploits of the Rakshasa monarch. O king, since you are so powerful that you can conquer even great demigods, why are you trying to annihilate the human beings? All those poor humans do not deserve to be killed by you, for they are already most unfortunate, being plagued with so many miseries in life. Oh, my dear sage, what you say is correct. Since I desire to conquer over the entire three worlds, I shall now leave aside the human beings and attack Yamaraj himself, the Lord of Death. Thus, making up his mind in this way, Ravana immediately departed for the southern quarter. Narada's curiosity was aroused, and he wondered, can Ravana actually defeat Yamaraj? And if he does, I wonder what sort of universal order Ravana will institute to replace the old one. Thus, to witness the impending battle, Narada quickly went to the abode of Yamaraj, arriving before Ravana. The Lord of Death greeted Narada and then inquired, O best of the celestial rishis, what is the object of your visit? Ravana is on his way here, desiring to defeat you in battle. As the Pushpaka chariot entered the domain of Yamaraj, Ravana could see how all living entities were reaping the results of their previous pious and impious activities. Some poor souls were suffering various hellish torments, while others were enjoying a high standard of material comfort. Then, by his own prowess, Ravana freed all those who were suffering in hell. Enraged at this audacious act, thousands of Yamadutas attacked Ravana and attempted to demolish the Pushpaka chariot. However, regardless of being attacked so viciously, the chariot remained intact due to the prowess of Lord Brahma. When the Yamadutas showered their arrows upon Ravana, his armor became smashed with his limbs completely pierced all over. Covered with his own blood, Ravana finally began losing consciousness and fell from the Pushpaka chariot onto the ground. However, after quickly recovering, Ravana took up an arrow of Lord Shiva and with it began annihilating all the Yamadutas. At this, Ravana and his ministers began roaring loudly. And when Yamaraj himself heard the uproar, he could understand that the Rakshasa king had emerged victorious. After calling for his chariot, Yamaraj took up his rod of death, death nooses, and other weapons, and angrily set out to fight. When Yamaraj entered the battlefield, the entire three worlds became agitated, and Ravana's ministers became so overwhelmed with fear, they began fleeing in all directions. Ravana, however, remained undisturbed, and as Yamaraj approached, Ravana deluged him with arrows. The fierce duel which ensued went on for 7 days and nights uninterrupted. The king of the Rakshasas then released 100,000 arrows, and at that time, Mrityu, death personified, begged Yamaraj, O Lord, please grant me permission to kill this Ravana, for I caused the destruction of the entire cosmic manifestation. Thus, what will be the difficulty in slaying an entity like Ravana? Yamaraj, however, wished to kill Ravana himself, and as a last resort, Yamaraj took up his rod of death. As soon as they saw this terrible weapon, All the Rakshasas except Ravana turned and ran away. Then Lord Brahma hastily appeared before Yamaraj, and while remaining unseen by everyone, Lord Brahma spoke, "O Lord of Death, please do not nullify the benediction I have awarded Ravana. For if you release this rod of death, it will not only destroy your enemy, but it will kill all the created beings as well. Therefore, please give up your intention." And so, Yamaraj yielded to the authority of Lord Brahma and then made himself invisible, since there was no point in continuing to fight.